Lance Mackey at Galena. So I imagine there's a variety of issues that you're dealing with on dog care. Would you like to just list some of them?
I have 10 dogs here, but in all reality, I have 7 again. It's kind of like deja vu from last year with new issues. It's kind of a self-inflicted wound. I started with a female in complete heat, and I'm too damn stubborn to leave her at home and let them get their way, basically. So, by being stubborn, I completely destroyed my dog team, not only mentally, but a lot of them physically. What happens when the females are in heat is, first they stop eating. Then with no eating comes dehydration, warm or cold. With dehydration comes issues of wrists, shoulders, backs, hips, cramping the legs. I mean, I could go through three vet books in injuries right now. They're full. Toenails blowing off. I have a dog that has one toenail left. Stupid stuff. You know, it definitely all started way back around Finger Lake. That's why you don't see a lot of them. Sometimes you see a whole team of females or a whole team of males. For that reason alone, they cause a lot of problems. And I've always trained with a female in heat so that I didn't have these issues like this. And for some reason, this year more than ever, I have no control. So we're dealing with it now in baby steps. I'm trying to just get my gimped up little dog team to know him.
I'm sorry if I missed it, but what happened to Maple? Maple was the leader in heat.
She is still a leader.
Still on the
in
team.
Heat. She's okay. Been leading every step of the way. The majority of it in single lead because I can't. She's just about out now. There's only a couple dogs that really want to mess with her. She's so tired of being messed with now. She'll if her shadow gets too close, she'll attack it. It's kind of entertaining. That's what my one word for the whole trip has been, entertaining. Every run is a half hour, 45 minutes longer than it should be from a breeding. But now they've gotten stuck in a 5-mile-an-hour walk. I've said a couple of times, they can't run anywhere for this at this point, but they can walk forever. So we're going to walk to Nome. Hopefully it don't take me the rest of the month.
When you're in the position that you're in now, does you still want to know what you want to look at a standing sheet like that and think about what's going on up there?
Not really. To be honest with you, it's totally irrelevant to me at this point. Whether I'm, at this position 20th, more than likely I'll end up around 30th if I podunk the way I am. With the times that are, I shouldn't even be paying attention to that because they're all within an hour of me. All I need is 2 more breedings and they'll be caught right up. And the way that's going, that is not out of the question. I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Dan Stevie sometime here soon.
Well, you may be in with your handler, Braxton. You've already crossed paths with him at some checkpoints, right? Has that been a bright spot? Or at least was he surprised to see you in Ruby when he pulled in and you were there?
Yeah, he was surprised to see me in Cripple, actually. No, I've said since the beginning of the race, if he runs that dog team right, it has great potential of doing, I'm not even going to say because he's on a get his belt buckle type of trip. He doesn't have a schedule. He's just going with the flow and running dogs like he's been taught for the last 10 years. And
does he have puppies, 2-year-olds?
No, he's got dogs at one with me, actually.
Oh, okay.
He does have some puppies, but the puppies at this point have done something. I mean, they're not puppies like my Quest team puppies, They're like 2 and a half, 3-year-old. I call them puppies because they haven't won the Iditarod, apparently. I guess. I don't know. No, so he's driving, a smorgasbord. Some veteran, champions till a couple that I hope become champions.
Where's Larry these days?
Right now, he's probably laying on the front porch pouting. He knows what time of year it is. He knew what time, you know, putting him in, didn't get to go in the truck even. That just, that's heartbreaking. He's a 2-year-old, or excuse me, a 10-year-old dog and a 2-year-old
heart.
Mental and heart, you know. He's just, yeah, that's a tough one. He is the reason I am who I am, and without him, apparently, gonna fall off the face of the earth here. I'm going backwards. I was thinking today, excuse me, earlier today, though, I'm just setting myself for next year for the Most Improved Musher Award.
Way to put a bright spot on it.
Oh, I'm a firm believer in out of every negative, something positive happens, and whether it be a new leader for next year or, you know, watching Braxton go smoking by me with a smile on his face. Something positive is going to happen. The other thing I'm thinking is I'll probably have about a litter of 20 champion puppies out here, so it's not all bad. My ultimate goal is to win the Iditarod with 16 dogs, and until that happens, I'm going to come back every year.
Cool.
And then when that happens, I'll retire.